Welcome to Moving Forward for Life with Rosita. Discover your way home. You know, one thing that is constant in life is there will always be change. And changes could be buying or selling a home, the loss of a loved one, marriage, divorce, it goes on. But when you find yourself on a new path, whether planned or unexpected, what you know is home is shaken or shattered. So this is clear. How you process a change will impact the trajectory of your life. Moving Forward for Life with Rosita starts now. Welcome, everybody. I am Rosita, your Discovery Coach and Realtor, and I partner with you to determine what you need to come home, whether that's a physical home or the home in you. This is Moving Forward for Life with Rosita, Discover Your Way Home. And I am here today with my guest, Luis Ortega. I love to say his name, Ortega. So, Luis is a real estate investor, and I'm so excited for this conversation because we all know that things have changed in the real estate market, and he has options for sellers. His goal and desire is to always provide his sellers a profitable option, as well as partner with them to make it a smooth and positive experience. So today, Luis is going to share with us options that he and his group offers sellers, people who are willing to sell their home, whether it's an investment home or a residential primary home. Hi, Luis. How are you?
Good, Rosita. How are you?
Good. Oh, Rosita. I love that.
It's a habit. It's a roll of the R. Sorry.
I love it. How are you today?
I'm doing good. I mean, we got some, you know, different weather today. It's not as hot, so it's good.
Yeah, I've got some rain up here in Poway, actually.
Yeah, same here down in San Diego.
Yeah. So can you share today, just before we start, what your passion is with doing the work as an investor? I mean, we've had some background conversations, but I just want to share with our audience what your passion is in doing this program and these options that you have for sellers.
Absolutely. So our passion is really to help as many people as we can with whatever situation they're in. So some people, they're in a dire need situation, and some people are not. And what we're trying to figure out is how can we come to the table, not as a on the other side of the table, but as on the side, on the same side as that seller, and really figure out how can we help you? What is it that your goal is? What are you trying to do? And, you know, maybe we can figure out a creative way to help you get there with our services.
That's great. That's much needed because so many things is just happening in this world, and there's so much mistrust and with everything, you know, from relationships all the way up to business. So it's great to hear that you honestly, genuinely, and passionately want to help people who need your services. So I just want to touch upon the real estate market. I mean, we all know that it has shifted. With the higher rates, there's a smaller pool of buyers. The list prices are adjusting, because we were in a market where everything went, right? I mean, it was like you can make the price as high as you want and still get $100,000 over the asking price, over the appraisal price. So list prices are adjusting to the current market. And even though we see the prices are adjusting, they're lowering, it's still projected to continue to increase in terms of the price. So until inventory increases, though, it is still a seller's market. So this podcast is really essential for those who are looking to either move out of San Diego into, you know, to another state, or they just need to move out, downsize, or whatever. So today we're going to be talking about profitable options to sell your home. And Luis, I'm just excited to understand what this option is. Can you kind of low level explain it to us like we're 5 years old?
Basically explain it to myself, because that's how I think of everything. No, yeah. So one of the options that we've been coming across lately is what we call a novation agreement. So I'll explain it to with the story that we probably all, you know, could relate to, and it involves an auto. So let's just say that I have a neighbor, and that neighbor has a truck in his driveway that's just been collecting cobwebs. You all know what kind of truck I'm talking about. You know, the one that everybody's like, oh, please take that thing away. Especially the realtors, right? They're always like, oh, don't get that out of here. It's not going to help, you know, with prices. Right. So that truck right there, if I go to my neighbor and I say, you know what, neighbor, that truck isn't making you any money. It's just hanging out there. You know, and you need, can we figure out a way to get rid of it? You know, I'll sell it for you. And if that neighbor comes back and says, you know what, Luis, you can sell it for me. I just need $1,000. Okay. And if I know that that neighbor just needs $1,000, what if I go and grab that truck, clean it up, and then actually fix it up, get it all ready for the market, and go and sell it? And I sell it for $4,000. Now, that's an option right there. And that's kind of technically like a novation agreement, because the seller wants $1,000. I go and I put all the effort and time and money into it and fix it up and then sell it for $4,000. Now, let's just say that it took me $2,000 to sell it or to fix it up. So in the end, I'm still going to come with the $4,000 in hand. I'm going to repay back whatever I had to pay for. And then I'm going to go and I'm going to pay the seller, the owner, my neighbor, the $1,000 that I guaranteed him. That's basic novation agreement. Now, that's one kind. There's three kinds, but that's a really a basic one. And a lot of people, once I explain it that way, they kind of understand. So with that said, we can do that with properties. So let's just say Eric, my neighbor, is trying to sell his house for $400,000. Now, that $400,000 is a fixed up house. It's a house that's been redone, new carpets or hardwood. Everything looks great. People are going to walk in and they're going to be able to move in right away. Now, Eric understands that his house is not at that level yet. So it's going to take some money and some time to get it to that level. So he understands. But what happens is a lot of cash investors, just like myself, will come in and offer $275,000. Mm-hmm. You know, and that happens all the time where they're getting offers that are just where they need it. So it's not to where the investor is coming in trying to, you know, screw over anybody. It's just that when the numbers come in, the rehab costs, the cost to lend money, most investors are not going to use their own money to do the renovation. So they're going to go get hard money, private money, whatever, uncle, you know, whoever's money, and they're going to renovate the property. They got to pay all those things back. So they got to figure out, okay, if I need to make $25,000 to do all this and have all that liability, then that's what I need to do. So in this case, Eric is saying, I need an investor for I need 275, or sorry, the investors are coming in and saying, I need 275 for this. Eric is like, you know what? All I can go down to is 300,000. That's my bottom line. This is where, Rosita, that your sellers can come in and feel probably the same way. Either it's an investment property or it's their primary house that just needs some loving.
Right.
What people are going to do is they're not going to want to take 275. They're going to want the 300 for whatever reason. What we're doing is we're coming to the table. We're sitting on the same side and we're saying, why do you need the 300? And let's figure out a way to do this, because I can come in and offer you 300,000 with a novation agreement. What the novation agreement does is it's saying that we're not going to buy the house right away. We're actually going to renovate it while you own it. So what this does is it saves us money. So by saving us money, we're giving that money back to you and offering you the more money that you need. You know, so then what we'll do is we'll sell it upon the open market once it's all ready, said and done. There is documents. There is ways that we have to make sure that everything is legally done right. This is not a scheme or anything or a scam. We're going to figure out, we have all the documents to do it. If you work with the right investors, they're going to know, and they're going to know how to do it. But in the end, if your seller wanted 300,000 and we go and we sell it for 400,000, then what's going to happen is at closing, we're going to get the 400,000. We're going to give the seller back his 300,000 that we guaranteed him. and the rest of the proceeds are going to go to us. That's one of the ways that we can do it. Mm-hmm. Now, and I don't mean to keep cutting you off, Rosita. I'm sorry. Do you have any questions on that?
I'm listening.
Okay. And then, so that's one way. The other one is that we're, say, for example, for a realtor, right? This is called
let me interrupt you for a second. So yeah. let's kind of summarize the first option that you gave. So basically a seller is just like, okay, I know my home is worth $400,000. Once it's fixed up, but it's not fixed up. So I'm willing to take $300,000. An investor comes in and says, I'll give you $275,000. And so the seller has the option to say, okay, I'll take that as is, and they just leave. Or they have the option for you guys to update the house and then sell it for the $400,000. The seller still gets the $300,000. And where does the monies come from, or repayment for updating the house? Does that come out of the seller's pocket as well?
No, that's a great question. So it comes out of my pocket. So I'm the one that does the renovation. So there's still going to be, I still have to go and get private money or hard money to do the renovation. Okay. So if that renovation cost me $50,000, then at the end, I'm going to pocket $50,000 for doing all the work for 3 or 4 months, whatever it is. But that's where that money's going to come out of my pocket.
Okay. And the optimal solution when you're updating is for the sellers to move out, so you have the whole place open and empty and you can get the work done faster. Is that correct?
That's correct. And there's also, depending on the condition of the house, right? Sometimes we can figure out a way to have the seller staying in there in a part of the house or stuff. Just depends on what we're doing. If we're just doing, you know, all the landscape, all the yard work, everything on the outside, then, you know, but in a perfect situation, the seller won't be there so that they won't be disturbed.
Okay. All right. And then it's when you're I'm assuming you're going to be working with a realtor.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm volunteering for that. And so the realtor will help the sellers find temporary housing, or how does that work?
Yeah, we could always figure out if they need temporary housing or if it's an investment property. Sometimes it's already vacant, or they're just trying to, you know, it's a property that was inherited. There's a lot of different options, but yeah, if they need to go and find another place, we could always figure out how to work that out. Ultimately, it's going to be something, it's going to be like a balance, right? Mm-hmm. We can help you if our numbers, and we'll be very honest with you, if our numbers are cutting it really close and all we can do is $10,000 or $5,000, you know, to help with that, then what we'll do is we'll say, hey, can you meet us halfway? Can we figure out a way to make this work, you know, with still getting the money that you guys need for the property that you want?
Okay. So that's option one, then. I'm just going to call it option one. Either the seller can just outright say, you can have it and get the $275,000, or they can work with you guys to get it updated, sell it for a higher price.
Yep. And that option one, we got to remember, investors are always going to come in with $275,000 or less because they have to pay for hard money. That usually costs about, you know, 2 points of whatever. So if it's, you know, $400,000 or $300,000, it's 2 points. So that's $6,000 plus closing costs. You're looking at $11,000. Usually an investor's paying about $10,000 to $25,000 in closing costs just to get a renovation done. So a lot of people don't realize that it costs a good amount of money to get the money and also to close the deal and to make everything done.
Okay. So that's just the hard money loan. Can you give me a high level estimate of what it would cost to remodel the whole house?
Ooh, that's a tough one. And I don't mean to, you know, backpedal like an attorney, but it's a tough one because it depends on the renovation, depends on how much, it depends on what we're doing. If we're just doing, you know, bathrooms, if we're just doing flooring, if we're just doing painting,
cosmetic,
it's low, really low level
cosmetic, 2-bedroom, two bath house.
And then again, it depends on the area. So in Poway, we got a different area than City Heights, or, you know, just, it depends on the type of finishing. So it really comes down to just a depending. So what we would do is we would, you know, come to you guys and say, look, this is where we think our renovations are going to cost. You know, it's, you're never going to see renovations in the 30s, like under 30s. They're always going to be above 30,000. Like, people don't realize that. Like, yeah, like, we can try to do a, you know, what everyone calls a lipstick on a pig, but it's just not worth it. And it just causes problems. Just do it right the first time, get it to look right. And I think that a lot of people, when it comes down to, you know, their family's house, they want something to look good when it's done. You know, they don't want, they got great memories in it, or they just, they don't want it to go, you know, on the market and everyone see a house that they know is lipstick on a pig.
Yeah. Yeah. I always say it's, sometimes you have to be careful, because it's like a woman who didn't have any makeup and now she's got all her makeup on, but the heart is still bad. You know what I mean? It's so you have to be careful, because some investors just, you know, like in any industry, some investors just don't take that extra step. Mm-hmm. So yep. I'm glad to hear that you guys do that.
There's going to be cutting corners everywhere. And there's going to be people that are calling you, like, for the cash and the cash offers. There's going to be people calling you for low cash offers. They might give you a little bit higher, but their whole goal is to get you locked in to a contract and then negotiate down once they get into the house. So what you want to do is you want to work with somebody that knows what they're doing, that's very honest, open, and says, hey, I can get you the $300,000. So actually, is it okay if we go into the next one? Because this
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. The next one is really a simple one, and it's actually the one that usually people start off. I know, like, you know, my coaches, some of the people that I have, they've taught me from starting off with the net listing, because realtors understand net listings, and so does title and escrows and everybody around. So net listing is, if you were doing the same thing and you said, and somebody said, look, Rosita, I need $300,000 for this property. I don't care what you sell it for. Just get it to me as soon as possible. So you go out there, you do your sweat equity, either you, maybe even you go and hire a dumpster and clean everything out and get it all sold, and it sells for $400,000. That's a net listing. Now, some places, some people think that net listings are illegal. It just has to be structured right. And there's a very, very, very small difference between structured right and structured wrong. So if you have the right people on your team, you're going to structure it the right way. It's just like if you walked into a grocery store and say, my son doesn't understand the concept yet, can walk into a grocery store, grab an orange and walk right out. Well, that's technically illegal. So I got to teach him, hey, you can grab that orange, but go and pay for it and go to the register and tell them that, you know, you have the money and pay for it and then walk out. The same thing you're doing. You walked out, you have the orange in your hand. The only difference is you went through another process to make sure that it gets done right. That's a net listing agreement, is with usually with a realtor. Now, since some of us are not licensed as realtors, that's where the novation agreement comes in. The novation agreement is basically a document stating that we're going to buy this and we're going to guarantee $300,000 and we're going to sell it. You know, we're going to sell it to where we think it's going to sell for. That leads me into my third option. Okay. My third option is whenever a seller, if I tell the seller, and Rosita tells the seller, because this happens all the time, when we say your property is going to sell for $400,000, and that seller comes in and says, no way. I've seen so-and-so sell for $450,000. I've seen so-and-so sell for $425,000. You guys are on something. This is going to sell for more than that.
Right?
Yeah. Doesn't that happen?
More than you know.
Okay. And to all the sellers out there, we get it. It's an emotional thing. We want to help you out. So this is where we come in and we say, look, we agree and we think that due to comps and due to your property, we think it's going to sell for $400,000. So what we'll do is we'll do the novation agreement, just like we said before. But what we'll do is we'll make an agreement that at $400,000, so you will get $100,000 to $300,000. You'll get your $300,000 guaranteed. Okay. From $300,000 to $400,000, that's guaranteed to me. I have to pay off everybody that I involved. And that, but that's my guarantee. After the 400,000, if you are absolutely sure that this property is going to sell for more than 400,000, then what we'll do is we'll make it an agreement that anything after 400,000, we'll split the proceeds. That, hey, we all win. If it goes and you're right and I'm wrong, hands down, I don't, that's okay with me if I'm wrong on that. But I just want to make sure that we all can figure out how to make this a win-win situation, because you're going to get your 300,000 as a seller and I'm going to get my proceeds as, you know, for my services. And then if there's more than that, that you expect, then you'll get that. So that's perfect. So yeah. That's the third one.
So it's very personalized in a sense, because it really depends on what kind of work needs to be done in your house. If you choose seller to get it remodeled and get a higher price for it. So that each option depends on location.
Yeah.
Type of work that needs to be done in the house. And where the market is. I mean, the market could change tomorrow because, as you know, real estate depends on or is based on everything. Unemployment, what's going on in the stock market, what's going on in this world, everything. So it could be great today and then totally flip in the next week or two. So it's very temperamental. Let me use that word.
That's a good word.
And we realtors, and by the way, Luis is also a lender, so he's very knowledgeable on that side of it. So he's not just an investor just coming in, just trying to make a buck, so to speak. I'm just using that term loosely. He has the background of being a lender for, I'm going to say, what, 20 years, Luis?
No, not that long, but you know.
Yeah. Don't date you, right?
Don't date me. Don't do that. Let's change the subject.
No, okay. He has a background.
I think you're absolutely right. I think a lot of it has to do with all those factors. It's very, very true. And I think that that's why with somebody with your experience, you understand that and you see that. And, you know, when somebody is thinking about selling their house, they really have to lean on somebody like you, because they're going to need that experience. They're going to say, what's going on right now? For as the mortgage broker side or the mortgage, the loan originator, we always have our ears to the ground because we need to figure out what's going on, what's happening. Why are interest rates going up? Why are they going down? What is there a lot of applications coming in? Why aren't there that many applications? Are there people selling? Why aren't they selling? Or is there too many people selling? So all those different things that we have to go through and we have to keep our ear to the ground and figure out where the herd is going. That's what we're trying to do is we have a really good ear for that. So it kind of goes in hand with the investors side of it. So when I'm putting that hat on, it's an investor. When I'm also not, and as an investor, I'm thinking at the end as well, who's going to be able to buy this house? You know, because when you sell a property as is, most of the time, a conventional or even a government loan won't finance it. And no. That's where we're coming in. We're trying to help get that, you know, get that done for the veteran that's coming in, for the active duty, for the, you know, the family that's trying to buy their first house. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to make this property perfect for them.
Move in ready. Just bring your clothes.
Yeah, exactly.
And furniture.
Just a little bit of it.
So I missed option two.
Well, option one was, so we'll go back. The regular novation. Option two was technically using, like, if it was a realtor using it with your license, it's called a net listing. That is the same thing. So technically categorizing it as an option two. Okay. And then the third one is, you know, if we want to be creative, and there's still even more out of that, you can still be even more creative. It just really depends on the seller and what we're trying to do and what we're trying to do for them.
Yeah. So Luis, we are at 3 minutes left. Wow. That went by really quick. 2 minutes actually. This is super informative. I'm so glad that you joined me today and educate the public on what's going on. Now, how can they get in contact with you?
Yeah, I'll actually, my phone number is, you can reach me at any time, send me a text, call me. If it's something that you're trying to figure out, if it's beneficial for you or not, we can always look at it that way, you know, to see what is it that you're trying to do and what other options. Novation agreement is not the only option. Right. There's a ton of different options that we can do. So if that's going to help you get to where your goal is, then that's what we'll do. But there might be other things that you didn't even know, just like maybe novation agreement, that we can try to help you. So reach out to me. My number is 619-916-1181. And you can reach me at any time. Just send me a text. I do have four kids. So just four. I don't know. Then their friends come. So it feels like 10 sometimes. So
I mean, to the sellers, it is worth a call. It's not going to cost you anything. He's very, very, has passion for it. So he'll sit down and go through the questions with you so you feel comfortable. If you need a realtor, I'm always here. My number is 619-665-9086. If you'd like to know the value of your home or what the stats are in your neighborhood. Thank you, Louise, for joining us. As always, my desire is to bring awareness, let you know that you're not alone, whether it's in real estate or working on yourself. I partner with you to navigate your path as you move forward to a life you desire. Remember that choosing the trajectory of your life is within your reach. You have the choice. You can choose your path. So remember to subscribe to my YouTube channel, Rosita Sells Homes. You can watch this replay on that channel. Otherwise, we will see you next time. Luis, thank you so much for joining us. See you all later. Thank you so much for listening to Moving Forward for Life with Rosita, Discover Your Way Home. Through my own personal healing journey, I've come out stronger and braver. I know firsthand how hard, how lonely, and heartbreaking it is to continually live in pain. As we work together, you will discover the good, the bad, and the not so pretty parts of yourself so you can uncover the fabulous in you. Discover what you need to come home, whether that's a physical home or the home in you. Join me every second and fourth Friday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.